come the year 2005 after listening for Pastor Buddy for a while, it started dawning on me, well, maybe I have to take a second look, a harder look, a scriptural look, explained by a man of Yahweh as to what the scriptures really say. All the words are there, but you need someone to lay line upon line, scripture upon scripture, here a little, there a little, to actually get to the truth. Now, the truth is in there, but the churches of today, from the Catholic Church and all of the harlot daughters of the Catholic Church, they all teach the same thing, more or less. Love Jesus, do this, do that, and after you die, someday you'll be in heaven, blah, blah, blah. Wonderful. Anyway, so I came back from halfway around the world, and I made haste to get here. And on that very first day, I said to Pastor Buddy, you know, I'd like to get baptized tomorrow. And as it turned out, there was a little stream that ran right by that schoolhouse. And I, you know, I kept scouting it out. I said, well, you know, there's a stream right out here. We could do it right here. So one of the other brothers said, oh, no. That's not quite good enough. So the next day, we took a little ride. And I remember that at least one or two of the brothers were here. And witnessed it, that me getting baptized. Anyway, they took me up to a place called Deep Gap Creek. So I'll always remember that day. Anyway, Pastor Buddy took me out down into the water, and he baptized me in the true name of Yahweh. He pronounced these words over me to receive the blessing of everlasting salvation. Be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins, that ye may receive the Holy Spirit. And even though I've been in the Lutheran Church for 57 years, I believe that was the first day of my spiritual life. So anyway, that was 5 years ago in the year 2005. I've been attending Tabernacles ever since. And praise the Yahweh, actually I've been attending the feast in the springtime also, which is the Feast of Passover. Now, Feast of Pentecost, I celebrate that at home, but always I travel for the Feast of Passover and Tabernacles. So at the Feast of Tabernacles, I truly began to tabernacle with Yahweh. Anyway, I say all this because I wanted to be in obedience to the command. As Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, in Acts 2:38, he preached these words. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Yahweh. Now, your Bible, King James Bible, is going to say Jesus Christ, but the lying scribe that wrote this Bible put in this wicked false name. So, be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. And Peter goes on to say, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahweh, our great Elohim, shall call. So, I was afar off, and through the preaching and teaching of a man of Yahweh, I got the truth. I obeyed the command. I came and was baptized again. And that is the day I entered into the kingdom of Yahweh. I was just a young sapling tree planted in the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, today we had the great honor of having another little sapling tree planted in the kingdom of Yahweh. We had one baptism today, and at every feast I've attended, we've had at least one baptism. So praise be to Yahweh. So little by little, the kingdom of Yahweh is truly growing. And so I thank Yahweh that this man today stepped up and humbled himself to be buried in the Tennessee River for the remission and washing away of his sins, and he rose up a new man in Yahweh.
Amen. Well, praise Yahweh.
I praise Yahweh, and I pray that someday, some way, somehow, not only one, but tens of thousands may be baptized at these feasts. For on the first day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 baptized, added unto the church that day. That was the beginning of the church. So I thank Yahweh for that day, and today was commemorated by another soul passing over from death into life, into the kingdom of Yahweh. Praise be to Yahweh. Thank you.
Great testimony, Brother John. We appreciate that testimony. You know, it don't take long for the years to pass by, and then the Bible says, after that, the judgment. You know, our record has been prepared, and just like the Messiah, he was here in physical form, and yet he was keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. And a great transformation miracle happened, just like John was describing his miracle, after being traditionally baptized as a small baby, 29 days old, into the Lutheran Church in a title, not a name, a title, saying, Father, no name, Son, no name, Holy Ghost, no name. What is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4 says, what is his name, if you can tell? What is the Father's name, and what is the Son's name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the Son came in the Father's name, as it's described in John 5:43, what would the Father's name be? If the Son was called Jesus, then the Father would be called Jesus. But since there's no record in the old parchment where the Father was ever called Jesus, or where Jesus was ever called Jesus when he would come future as a son, then we have to go back and give an account and reckon that we should search the scriptures and be like Brother John was, the Berean that he was. He began to search the scriptures. And by searching the scriptures, he found the original, not a substitute, not a Greek Latin name. In Strong's number 2424, we have the word Iesus, not Jesus, Iesus. And so then, we have evolved today into the form Jesus, which doesn't even agree with the sounding of the phonics of J, like in Joshua. Jesus starts with a J, but it has a G sound. Something real strange is going on here, folks. It is the greatest deception ever perpetrated and put upon man. Only the wise will see through the mystery. Only the wise will come to the knowledge of what the great whore has done by bringing forth a name of blasphemy to deceive the very elect, and the people would worship the creature rather than the Creator. The Creator had an original name. He came in his original name. He said, I am, the causative verb to be, the great I am. And Brother John, I'm so thankful, Brother. You've been a faithful warrior and a proven disciple worthy of your salt. Praise Yahweh. All right, joining me tonight, one of the young lions that we got coming up, praise Yahweh, I've known this young man that's going to be speaking to you right here momentarily. I've known him ever since he was a babe and in his mother and father's arms. Brother Chris has grown into a mighty tree, I guess. He loves the name of Yahweh, and I'm proud of him. I know Bill and Carol and his parents are. Brother Chris, from up in Knoxville, Tennessee. Brother Chris?
Praise Yahweh. The other brother there was talking about being lost. I think we were all lost at one time. And I thank Yahweh that he sent out hunters and fishermen to fish for me. And that's what we're doing today here at Tabernacles, this Feast of Tabernacles, is hunting and fishing for the lost souls of the children of Israel. the moon. In Genesis 1:14, Yahweh set two lights in the firmament. One to rule the day and one to rule the night. They were for signs or beacons, seasons, days, and years. The Gregorian calendar today was not set by that tradition. The calendar that Yahweh set in the heavens for us to use is set by the moon. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. All those numbers have a mathematical meaning. One represents the oneness of Yahweh. 8 is a new beginning. 15, 5 plus 1 is 6, equals the number of man. The Sabbath was for man, and man not for the Sabbath. 22, 2 plus 2 equals 4, which is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which was a Dalet. Which is the door into Yahweh's kingdom.
Amen.
And then we go to 29. 9 plus 2 is 11, which equals the birthright tribe of Joseph.
Amen.
So I thank Yahweh tonight that I had a hunter and a fisherman to fish me from the world.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very good, Seth. Well, praise Yahweh, since we're on the subject of the lunar that Brother Chris brought up. Brother Steve here from Kansas, he's an old warrior and an old soldier, and he is going to be doing our next calendar for us, and he's already working on it. Steve, I know you've got some comments on the calendar, so welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. May Yahweh bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Buddy. Praise be to Yahweh. Not everybody you talk to anymore, especially in the last couple, 3 years, will tell you that our country's in a mess. That's not just our country, it's the world. And if there's ever going to be a get-rightness, reformation, and there will be, Yahweh will not be mocked.
Amen.
His law will rule the land, either in our generation or some future generation. And there's several aspects of it. The brothers have mentioned worshiping in the false name, calling the creator of the universe Jesus is a problem. His name is Yahweh.
Amen.
He said he'd have no other gods before him.
Amen.
And another problem is the Sabbath. People were all violating the fourth commandment without even knowing it.
Amen.
The calendar on the wall that everybody's gotten used to, the one from the bank or the post office, the Gregorian calendar, you cannot find the true Sabbath days on that calendar. You've got to get you a Hebrew calendar. And what would the Hebrew calendar be? Brother Chris here mentioned a series of numbers, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. Well, those numbers are the days of the month on the Hebrew calendar that are the Sabbaths. And in Hebrew time, Bible time, there's four units of time. There's a biblical year, a biblical month, a biblical day, and then there's some talk of a biblical week. Which of those four units of time is mentioned most often in the Scripture? It has to be the month. The word month appears many, many times in Scripture. And when you talk about the 15th of the month, you can't look to the calendar on the wall, the Gregorian calendar. That's not going to get you to the right 15th. And the key to the whole knowledge of the biblical month is the fact that the first day of the biblical month is always the new moon. So if the new moon is the first day of the month, then the 8th day of the month is the first quarter, another Sabbath. Then the 15th day of the month is the full moon, another Sabbath. Then the 22nd and the 29th. And then you're back to the new moon again. So basically, you have a 7-day cycle that repeats itself four times. And then you have a new moon which starts the next month. So the problem, one of the keys to the Reformation, to the restoring of the nation, to the restoring of what's right, to the dethroning of the devil and his people, Cain, the Canaanites who rule the world, will be a reawakening to the true Sabbath day. Sunday is not the Sabbath. So that you have to get you a Hebrew calendar, and later in the year, if you call Pastor Johnson, he'll get you a Hebrew calendar. I'd just like to thank the brothers here. We had a baptism today. Watched another brother enter in. And I'd like to thank Yahweh, you know, big or small. We had a man lose a dog here, and it tore him up, and it's just a dog. But we all prayed to Yahweh that he'd bring that dog back, and you know what? He did. They found the dog. Somebody called it in. I praise Yahweh because you're supposed to give him praise in all things. So hope everybody out there is having a good evening. And I hope you're unhappy with the way things are in our country. And I hope you're unhappy enough to start looking around and trying to figure out why it's happening and why it ain't happening. Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Pastor Billy.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Steve. That's wonderful. Praise Yahweh. Brother Stephen. He's a warrior. He's really getting involved in the calendar counts, and he's going to be taking over one of the things that I've been having to do by myself. Member of the Arnold's been keeping the calendar count. We worked on it together many years ago, and we've been keeping it ever since. And all the brothers around the nation tonight is working on the lunar calendar. This is the 13th month, and we are in late season of October, where the 13th month puts us out. We believe that the birth of the Messiah was in the 13th, the conception and the event of that year was a 13th month calendar. And, of course, we think it's, as Chris has been giving you, the numerology effects of the number system. We believe that 13 is representative of the 13 tribes reduced down to 3, and 1 is 4. 4 is rest. And we're here in Tabernacles. We are taking our rest. We're worshiping Yahweh. And there's a lot of revelations I have saw over the years that you know, you really are not worthy of a revelation. People say, well, he's a prophet, and he knows this, and he knows that. You're not really worthy of any of that. You have to earn it. And if you spend your time in the festivals, I'm telling you, you will grow. You won't realize how strong. Just for instance, Brother John there, the sixth fellowship season of Tabernacles, six under his belt. And it's amazing how much I look back and see these young men have grown. Steve himself and other brothers here at the festival and other sisters. You grow in grace and knowledge. Even the Messiah himself, he grew in grace and knowledge. And one of the ways that he grew, he kept the festivals faithful. And by keeping the festivals, there'll be things that will come to you, revelation. You'll get to sit around with your brothers, and they'll discuss a point of view, and they'll open up a dimension of thought that you've never thought of. And the first thing you know, you're a young calf in the stall, and you've grown up to become a mighty one. We call them giant trees in the spiritual industry that we work in. So we're so thankful these young men have grown up and handed down these revelations through association, by participation in giving their times, energies, monies, and traveling many miles to come. Now, that's Brother Steve. He's from the state of Kansas. Drove from across the heartland to get to here, down to the King's Gate in Tennessee. And tonight we have the great pleasure of introducing you, Brother Bud, coming our way. I call him Bud 2, I'm Bud 1. And the only reason I'm Bud 1 is because I'm a little bit older than him. So he gives me the distinctive honor of being Bud 1. And when they call for Bud, both of them show up at the table at the same time. But any other thing, we keep the standard, Bud 1 and Bud 2. So here tonight, I'm going to introduce you Bud number 2 from the great state of Mississippi. He works down in the city of New Orleans daily. He works on the railroad, to give a little background for Bud. And we've all come to love him. He's a wonderful saint and a soul. And matter of fact, the sponsor of our radio program tonight, Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, who have cooked for us all day long today, baptized Brother Bud several months ago. And boy, he's a young lion. He's a roaring already in the forest. And we're thankful for you, Bud. Brother Bud, give us a testimony.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. And just glory be to Yahweh tonight. I just can't explain enough in my heart how much joy and pleasure and honor it is to be here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And all you righteous seed and all you Israelites out there, those that belong to the house of Israel, the lost sheep, I want to speak to you just a minute. If you've ever had an urging in your heart to know more, to grasp, you're not satisfied, you know there's something missing. I was raised up in a Baptist church for a lot of years. When I got grown, I went through a lot of things in life. I found a way into the holiness movement, come to throw out all that Trinity junk and garbage, Christmas and all, and found out all that's paganism. Brothers and sisters, all that will lead you down a road to emptiness and being not fulfilled in your soul. It is just a life of emptiness, and I can speak that for 20 years. I've walked in that way of holiness as earnest as anybody ever tried. And I just want you all to know that there is hope, there is love, there is joy, there is fulfillment. There is just wonderful, wonderful rhapsody in that name of Yahweh. If I could just put it in your head, just one little bit, to just open your eyes a little and your ears and see if Yahweh won't put that in your heart. And you know the Bible said to walk ye in the old paths. And in the old paths, I was thinking to you brothers out there that I know there's some of you out there got this little tinge in your heart. Them old paths is where you need to put your feet and listen in to Pastor Buddy on this radio every time you get a chance. And come be with us at the Feast of Tabernacles when you can next year. And be here at every feast that you can. And I just want you to know that you'll be loved here. This is my first time here. I've only been walking in this way a year. I've been trying to get to where I'm at right now for a year. And I just thank Yahweh for the wonderful love and the revelation He's given me. And I know that some of y'all have read that Bible several times. I know I'm speaking to some of you. And you've just never been able to put it together. Well, there's a reason why the bell boxes, the false religion, does not want you to be able to have what we have here tonight. And just because there's power in the name of Yahweh. There's just power in it. It'll move mountains for you. And I just thank him tonight, and I just can't thank my brothers here enough at the festival. I just praise you. And in the name of Yahweh, just listen in, brothers. Just listen in. Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Bud. You know, people that are called, and the Bible said that you're called with a holy calling, there is a purpose. When somebody shows up and makes their way and finds the truth or the door that Chris was talking about that is in the form of the Hebrew letter, looks like a door. Well, he said, I am the door. I am the door into the kingdom. And the key to this door is like Brother John told you, it is Acts 2:38. Now, you folks that were like me, I taught Acts 2:38 for 30 years in my ministry, going way back to the 60s. And I preached 30 years the baptism mode of baptism in Jesus' name for 30 years. I really believed in Jesus. I was very sincere, dedicated, and devoted to that great name. And I knew no other name. I had no other God before me until I run into someone with the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
It really bothered me. The first time in my life that I've ever really been shaken on my spiritual foundation. I had a lot of faith and confidence. I was bold. I was studied and learned in the scriptures. I'd done my time in the book, and I'd gone over it quite well. But I'd never heard about the name of Yahweh. And I wondered, why has this been hidden if it's true? Why would they put in something as a substitute that I've been using? Because the brother told me, he said, Lord is a substitute. God is a substitute. He said, you've got to be specific. Because he said, when you go back in the Old Testament, when you say Lord and God, it says, remember, there's many lords. And I said, I'd never thought about that. He said, there's many gods. I said, well, I'm talking about, you know, the Lord and God, the one God. I said, I really believe in that. He said, what's his name? He said, it's not Lord, and it's not God. And that unnerved me. I couldn't resist falling on my knees and falling on my face and calling on the name of Yahweh. Brother Mike, you got it on your shirt there. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Proverbs 18:10. Well, when I read about the name of Yahweh 6,823 times, me and Brother Arnold and Brother Jerry were all studying at this time together, and I was amazed that I had been in the Jesus name movement like they had, and we had never heard about this name. Wonder why that somebody would keep a name that the secret that long and hide it from us in such a manner, and we were so ignorant and foolish not to find it. The key to it, the key to that is being called. Now listen to me. Many are called. But you drove up from Mississippi to attend the festival for the first time. You're not here by accident. Yahweh's directed you. Your love for Yahweh, your sincereness. And there's others out there that you are speaking from the heart to. They're out there. They need to hear your testimony. The Bible said, you are my witnesses that I am Yahweh. I always said, you're my witness, I am the Lord. That's a weak statement. If you know what I'm talking about, you need to be more definite about what you're saying, that you are my witness, saith the Lord. If there's many lords, be specific. Which one is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace? That's the one that came in Matthew chapter 1:21 that they named Jesus. Somebody is definitely out to deceive us. There is a church on the earth. It is corrupt. It is foul. It is wicked to its rotten core, and it's run by the satanic, the Canaanites, like John was mentioning, and they could deceive and would deceive the very elect if possible. When you get a calling, you can be thankful that Yahweh has called you out of darkness, out of the bell box, mental, spiritual, and physical darkness into the great light. That light is shining in the hearts of men and women now all across the world as we are broadcasting tonight and advertising and proclaiming the name of Yahweh, a strong tower of Proverbs 18 and 10. Ladies and gentlemen, get you a Hebrew Bible. If you don't trust the King James to give you the revelation of who the Lord and God is, quite frankly, to be truthfully with you, if you will go and purchase a King James Bible, it's called the Open Bible by the King James, by the Nelson Prayers. Well, I was told about 25 years ago about this Bible. I went and picked it up, and I was amazed at the Bible, the King James Bible, telling me in no uncertain terms that they had added Lord and God. Every word was capitalized. They had changed it from Yahweh over to Lord and God. I was amazed that they would dare do that and take away the key of knowledge. The name is the key. So, do yourself a favor. Get you a new Open King James Bible. It's called the Open Bible by the Nelson Publishers, who, by the way, have the exclusive right of publishing the King James Bible Revised Version, not the true version. Now, let me give you something else that's exciting before we get Brother Mike, one of the old warriors, up here to the microphone, and that is this. The name Jesus in its present form, J-E-S-U-S, cannot now be read in the original version of the King James. The original, not the revised. Where Jesus, the J was added after the 1700s, it was added into the English language as the 26th letter of the English alphabet. There was not even a J in the English, in the Greek, or the Hebrew language before 1702, when they added the J, which was a substitute for the I, which is a substitute in the Greek language for the Y. So, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor. If it don't start with a J, and it don't start with an I, then simple deduction would start it with a Y. Now you've got the first letter. All you've got to do is figure out what the other three are. Y-H, W-H. Put your vowels in there, the A and the E, and you've got Yahweh. Now let me give you a demonstration. Breathe. I told a brother today that I was witnessing to it, never heard about the name of Yahweh. And the other day, I had told this fellow, and I use this as a demonstration issue, and you could practice it on yourself. If you think we're lying to you, and you don't trust us, trust your own breath. Breathe in. I'm talking about suck in the air real heavy. You'll hear yourself speaking the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent name in the universe. He's the breath you breathe. Every time you breathe, inhale and exhale, you're saying, Yah-wah. Yah-wah. You can hear yourself say it. So, get your stethoscope if you need to. I don't even need one. I used to carry as a demonstration, and I would preach in these churches, and the people were astounded. They hear themselves saying, they never knew that they said Yahweh every time they breathed. But literally, you do. Do yourself a demonstration. And if anybody out there listening that demonstrates what I've told you, if you hear yourself saying Jesus, please write me. I want to see how you breathe in the mighty air or the neshama that is surrounding you, and every time you take it into your body, that you can form the syllables of Jesus when you are saying Yahweh. Try it. Hallelujah. And you'll demonstrate yourself. Let me come to the microphone and leave your testimony tonight. Great. Yahweh, I love Yahweh.
Great feast days, tabernacle, because that's where Yahweh's Holy Spirit comes tackle with us all. All you out there in Christendom, bad and the great, he says, get out of front of my people. You all believe in God. Why? I've got to ask you a question. You believe in the Ten Commandments, says, not for having another God before thee. Well, let's say you're in a group of people. You say, hey, you come here. Well, which God or which you is going to come and answer you? You gotta know the name, who he is, and and what he is and what he's all about and his laws, his statutes, his commandments. They're not written on a stone. They're not written on a book or piece of paper. He wrote them in your heart. Just like a bandit on. They're seared in your heart. And they guide you to all truths. Don't let no man deceive you. Don't even let my voice deceive you.
Amen.
But you pay attention to what the Almighty Yahweh is calling you out here. And Babbitt's still lost. You mean, well, you believe in a God. Yeah, but Satan's the God of this world. Now, which God are you going to serve? Think about it, man. All nations forget Yahweh. Says we'll be turned into hell. And one of the greatest commandments is to keep the feast of tabernacles. Because if you don't, he's going to cut off your blessings, the rain, and turn all nations into hell to forget him.
Amen.
Do you want to go to hell? Well, it's about time you just get your feet and get running out of the Babylon as fast as you can. Because if you don't, you're going to hell in a handbasket in a minute. We see it all every day. If Christianity was saving people, why is it brought righteous to this world? If you don't believe in the rapture, well, I got news for you. See, that's in the days of Noah. The righteous was saved. And the wicked was raptured out. Well, I'll be glad that day comes when all you wicked are raptured out as well. Sure, it's tough to live, y'all. It's a tough road. You go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You have a little speech sometimes. But stay strong and stick to the word and commandment of Yahweh. Some brothers say, well, all done away with. But since when did he do away with the law?
Yeah.
His commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments. Put them in your heart. Write them there. Sit them in there. And never forget. Keep them. Once you're forgiven, have forgiveness, your sins are blotted out. That's true. Afterwards, you lift that cup. You're guilty. That's sure as hell when you finally get his commandments.
Right.
You're going to be held accountable for everyone you commit that. You may not be losing out all your rewards. You're going to stay accountable and you're going to be losing out a portion in the kingdom.
Amen.
So remember that today. And God to say, well, they believe in the Lord. Or they say, hallelujah. Well, what's the name of the city of our Lord? You say it's Jerusalem. Does it say Jerusalem? You don't say Jesus. It's Yahrusalem. People for his name, like Isaiah. Jeremiah. And all those bore his name. They knew what his name was. When you praise, you say praise the Lord, when you say hallelujah, well, praise who? His name right there, Yah. Why don't you recognize it, people? Yah.
Amen.
Come out tonight. You hear his voice, come out. You're not hearing my voice, you hear the Holy Spirit within me, Yahweh within. Greater he is within than he is in the world. Forget about the self-placing, man. I don't care if you kill me tonight. At least I have my reward and I'm going to die for what I believe in. And I'm so sorry, dogs. I stand strong. I butt heads a lot of people. I guess that's an Aries nation that ram. You know? But I almost stick to the truth. And I'll never forsake y'all. At least because I know if I forsake to assemble myself together and not keep his tabernacles, I know I'll be turned into hell as sure as what. You think Israel's going to all going to be saved? And I'm always with Israel. Only those who obey and keep his commandments. So praise Yahweh. And we love each and every one of you out there tonight. And get down in there and study a little more and let the Holy Spirit guide you and draw you. Because everybody thinks they're going to save right out in your world, forget it. You got to save everybody. Just only Israel.
Amen.
Is there any Chinese going to be saved out there? I don't think so. They're not Israelites.
be saved out there?
It is not a racial slur for Negroes. Are they Israelites? I don't think so.
Amen.
How are you going to be saved if you're not Israelite?
Amen.
You're deceived because Satan, you're a Gentile. Well, you better go back and study out that word Gentile. Gentile of the nation, Galilee. You all find that he's a Jew. You're deceived by the Jews, never one of you.
Amen.
Hey, Jews, go to hell in a handbasket. Praise out. Thank you, brother.
Praise Yahweh, brother.
Amen. You know, it seems like a hard saying, who can hear it, and it is. But, you know, it said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. When you can have witnesses to come, and that's why that sometimes, you know, in the festivals, we let the brethren come in. Most of the time I do the radio show by myself, and we take text and we get into subjects. But every once in a while, we pause and let the different brethren come and exhort one another daily. Even as the day approaches, we encourage one another by building up our most holy faith. And you know, pulpit is not for one high-flying preacher. When you look into a pulpit, one time there were 13 witnesses all talking about the Creator in a word pulpit. So when you get a lot of people talking, leaving their testimony, you fulfill the scripture that says, you are my witness. All right, now, Brother Bill was with me last night here, and he's an old warrior. He's been by my side a long time, back into the past. So, Brother Bill, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. Leave your witness here, brother.
Praise Yahweh. Like Brother Buddy said, I testified last night and didn't mean to say anything tonight, but when put on the spot, I guess you always have to stand for Yahweh.
Amen.
And I was just sitting here listening to all the testimonies, and my son there spoke, and I was just thinking, there's a little pride raised up in there. First time I'd heard him speak, and I thought he'd done a real good job, but every old crow thinks they're chicks the blackest. But anyway, the brothers had some great testimonies, and Brother Bud just poured out my heart in his testimony. I'm not a very good speaker when put on the spot. I'm a one-on-one. He always sets us in the body as it pleases him.
Amen.
And not where we may think we ought to be. But that's the way he uses me, is one-on-one. My wife says I never should have in that situation. But anyway, Brother Bud did pour out my heart when he was speaking about Israelites out there, that their hearts are being pricked, and I alluded to it a little bit yesterday evening. And I know that there's brothers out there that have been hindered by those that stand in the door.
Amen.
And they won't go in, and they won't come out.
Amen.
And they hinder our brothers that would come in.
Amen.
And that's my heart's desire. The wedding supper is set. There's chairs empty at the table. And this thing cannot be completed until all the chairs are full.
Amen.
And I appeal to the Israelite brothers whose heart is being pricked as they listen over a period of time, but they just don't know if this is right or if it's wrong, or they're just listening and they never move. That's who I appeal to. My brothers out there, that's my son and I both like to hunt and fish, and we're hunters and fishermen, and the bait tonight is the word of Yah. And we truly appeal with all of our heart to you brothers that I know that your heart is being pricked and you just don't know. But these ministers that stand in the door and hinder you and tell you these lies, come on in. These brothers speak so eloquently, Brother John. There I was listening at him, and he's just so eloquent and when he's speaking. And but I love Yahweh, and I hope that something that I say might touch your heart and cause you to look and dig a little deeper.
Praise Yahweh.
Well, thank you, Brother Bill, and we got Miss Arlene with us. She gave a testimony last night, and Miss Arlene, you're back with us tonight. Why don't you put your testimony in here? And we got all the brothers and sisters sitting around the old King's Gate Inn here, and they'll be on probably Monday night, so we'll have a different faction, but I've enjoyed the testimonies of everybody. Miss Arlene?
Yeah, this is Arlene Allen, Strawberry Plain, Tennessee. I believe that Yahweh is a truly blessed just yesterday and today. Because we are learning, continuing to learn new truths all the time, and these people, these men that have spoken, I believe we stand up to the name of Yahweh in the time.
Amen.
And but anyway, that's my testimony, and I pray that that you who are listening and studying scripture for yourself and try to get out of the bailout chest. That's just a pretty good name for them, because there's so many denominations and so many that the name it all started with the Church of Rome, it became corrupt. So we have so many different churches, and they believe, just one believes a little bit differently from everybody else. That's the way it is. But that's my testimony, and I'll hand this back over to them.
Thank you, Sister Arlene. You know, just to recap and review a little bit of what happened today here at the King's Gate Inn, under the old gospel tent, we had a gun demonstration teaching class to apply for the application of a gun permit, and several was given today and issued, and will be in the mail come Monday morning for the Utah gun permit. This gun permit is one of the most popular gun permits in the nation. Matter of fact, I think it's the most popular permit in the nation that we've acquired today. A lot of the brothers and sisters signed up, took the course, and signed on and ordered the permits, and we're thankful for that. Everybody in our nation, you know, when we have an armed nation, then the government will fear us. When only the government is armed, we'll fear the government. So we're not saying that the government is evil. We're not even suggesting that, but we want to keep them from becoming evil. And we should all be armed. I think we have a right to carry without permits. I think we have a right to drive without license. And we've signed on to some of these contracts, and it's become a custom. I think the issue settled that we go back. I think we'd have a right to bear arms, and I don't think we should pay for that. But nevertheless, as the customs and traditions of man have become, several people here today are now legally authorized, when they receive their permit, to carry in over 30 states. One of the most proper. I've had a gun permit for quite a while and licensed in Tennessee to carry. That's recognized in 11 states here
the country, don't leave home without it. Carry your weapon and be honest and convinced. Never use a weapon until you mean to. And when you pull a weapon, use it. And that's for the reason.
Well, we love you tonight. We've got to get out here as the old clock on the wall has done coming down. And we thank you for listening in tonight here on WWRP 3.185.